This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Start of the next segment, we're going to play Biden Rap. They say it's the hottest thing since sliced bread. That's coming up. Jay Dyer is going to be hosting tonight. Owen Schroyer, Dionne Lorraine, yours truly, Alejandro Jones, and others. Dueling feeds at band.video, 2020electioncenter.com, Infowars.com. We are going to have the Biden Town Hall. It'll be entertaining. And we'll have the Trump Town Hall as well. Dual feeds. And Ghostbusters always says don't cross the streams. There will be points where we cross the streams tonight. Do not tell your email. Do not tell your private message. Do not tell your text message. Do not tell YouTube or Facebook. Do not tune in tonight. Do not spread the links. Zuckerberg says no, no, no. All right, Mel in the beautiful country of Costa Rica. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, how are you, my friend?
I'm going a little crazy.
Hey, listen, we love it when you yell and scream and you got veins popping out of your neck and your eyes look like they're going to burst and fire shoots out of them. You know what I mean? We are, my friend, we are the last gladiators, okay, in the arena, the Info Warriors.
I agree, but you don't want me to sing the Fentanyl Dragon song.
We need to make a lot more noise. And you guys keep getting close to the fact that there is a global reserve currency coming, that there's a financial reset, and then you miss the mark. I think.
Well, sir, lay it on us. You got 3 minutes.
Okay, today is going to be the day that Alex Jones is going to announce XRP, Global Reserve Currency. It's the fourth one down the line. It's not so shiny. I think it's being manipulated by force, to be quite honest with you. But XRP, make no mistake about it, will be the Global Reserve Currency. There's a channel you and your viewers need to pay attention to. It's called Digital Asset Investor. He's on YouTube. They're going to take over SWIFT completely and entirely, and for it to do that, it's going to go from 25 cents to probably $2,500. I'm not making price predictions here, but I know what this is because I've been studying it for about 4.5 years. It makes transactions in 3 seconds, free of charge. There has been $30 million sent through the internet, through the XRP system, and it landed in 3 seconds, and it cost the guy less than 30 cents. I think it was actually $50 million. This connects all the way up to Donald J. Trump, through his son-in-law, through his daughter, okay? I can tell you for sure that Brad Garlinghouse has been at the White House visiting with Donald J. Trump on numerous occasions, okay? The chip system is going to be the one that Gates wants put out, which is a vaccine, a cryptocurrency, and a chip where they control you. XRP is actually one of the good guys. It's the least of all evils, okay? But we are going to go digital. Everybody's going to wake up. The dollar's going digital. You're going to wake up. Your money is not going to be paper anymore. It's going to be digital. It's interoperable with the XRP system. Make no mistake about it. The guy, I can't stress this enough, the guy you guys need to study is a guy by the name of Digital Asset Investor on YouTube. Go back at least a year and start watching. That guy will make you connect the dots like there's absolutely no tomorrow. By the way, sir, your products kick serious butt. I fly in from Costa Rica to pick up my product. I told my wife, the next time, I want to fly into Austin because I got to shake your hand.
Well, brother, I'm going to look into this new digital currency. There's no doubt a big shakeup's here. There's no doubt they're trying to create a world depression, consolidate power. We're here covering it. We love you. We appreciate you. All right. There's a big lie out there that we have fake callers. You can always call on yourself and see that it's real, see that it's you. Okay? But they still say we have fake callers. We do not. And we don't have fake guests either. We have our next guest coming up right now that is a real person. A real person. Jay Dyer at jaysanalysis.com. I'm a real person. You're real. Don't let them tell you you're not. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer in 1 hour. And then, tonight, dual feeds. Both town halls covered at InfoWars.com. Come, come, come.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. Then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, InfoWars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
I have to continue talking about the things. I came down here because I remember the first bumper sticker I saw. I learned that I got hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. So I learned about kids jumping on my lap. My bumper's jumping on my lap.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
What are we, nuts?
Dead.
You know.
Come on, man.
Give me a little break here.
Taking cocaine or not? What do you think?
Come on, man.
Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds, what I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot, you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
If you have a problem figuring out what you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Come on, man.
The poor pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I can hardly wait to be with that guy who is stable genius.
Come on, man.
I am very willing to let go because my physical and mental filth, my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Come on, man.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Lovely kids.
Come on, man. I mean, come on. Take a look at the record.
I know a lot of weed smokers.
Come on, man. Black, white, all colors, all backgrounds, what I mean.
Come on, man.
Men, women, gay, straight, everyone deserves a shot, you know.
Come on, man.
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
You know the thing.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test?
I am,
come on, man.
Where's your crown?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, for this last hour. I want to maybe pick up where I left off in my last hosting segment. You can find that, of course, at 2020electioncenter.com or at band.video. And in that talk, I covered the relationship between the humanist movement, the Ukraine, the CIA, the Jesuits, all of that. And I tied it into what's going on with the deep intelligence state, the military-industrial complex, the pay-for-play scheme, and Ukraine. And lo and behold, this week has been nothing but a bunch of vindications of everything that I talked about in that last stream. In fact, I remember years ago talking about the Vault 7 WikiLeaks leaks, if you recall that, that dealt with the ability of the CIA to spoof addresses, which would then, of course, call into question the claims that these hackers, right, had bought all these little tiny ads on Facebook. And that was what got Trump elected. And, of course, everybody knows that that is not the case. It was the organic groundswell, right, that was behind what got Trump elected. And in the last week, we saw, last time I was on last week, there was the DNI memo, which covered the admission that Hillary's campaign colluded to basically concoct the whole Russia hoax. And we saw that she was doing this to distract from her own email servers. And lo and behold, what comes out the last couple of days, the smoking gun in regard to Biden, Hunter Biden, and the Ukraine, right? And the Ukrainian operation that was set up as a result of the coup. So if you remember, if we zoom out, we can put this into context. There was back decades ago billions of dollars that George Soros said the State Department helped him put into the overthrow of the Ukraine. the Ukraine was then overthrown. There was the Western sort of puppet guy that was put in. And what is this about? Is this really about humanitarian operations? Is it really about humanitarian cover, NGO stuff? It's not really about that. Remember, as we said last time, under, I think, Reagan, 80s-ish, the shift from what the CIA would do with old regime change operations went into more of a privatized operation under Reagan. So they would sort of farm that out to these humanitarian organizations that would have a new technological, sophisticated way, especially now that we have Twitter and all that, to do regime change and overthrow. I remember Egyptian regime change. Remember that? That was all fostered by Twitter, hashtags, Google, right? They even bragged about the fact that they had the ability to overthrow governments now through hashtags. It was a big part of it. That smart power, soft power operation that goes on for many, many decades takes a lot of money, a lot of agitation, a lot of education. Then you get that key kickoff moment when you do the coup, right? When the timing is right, then you put in your puppet guy. That's what happened with the Ukraine in 2013. That's what that was really about. Now, it wasn't really about humanitarian reasons, right? We think all the way back to Iraq. We think back to Desert Storm. We've been hearing the humanitarian clarion call, right? Oh, these dictators have got to be taken down. Yet, magically, there's all these other dictators that we don't take down. So this is just obvious propaganda, right? They're throwing babies out of incubators, right? This stuff. So we know that that is war propaganda, right? But what is the war really for? What is the regime change really for? What is the covert operation really for? It's for these pay-to-play schemes. Just like I said last time, remember there was a Brookings Institute article that Hillary wrote some years before Libya. And Hillary said, oh, we've got a take down Gaddafi for humanitarian reasons. And then what comes out in the emails? She's talking about Gaddafi's gold. I want the gold. Show me where the gold at. Give me the gold. Right? That's what I thought of when I first read that. It was Hillary was thinking of the leprechaun clip and the gold. And so that's what these are really about. And it's no different with any other color revolution location. Right? And as we've said, there have been many of these all the way back to the 90s and the first one kicking off, I think, in 2000 in Serbia with Otpor. So the Orange Revolution in Ukraine involved this sort of leftist global deep state operative situation where they would put in their people. Their guys would go in and they would be the heads of these corporations. They would have the government at their disposal to just kind of divvy up the country. And again, the same thing happened back at the time of Serbia, right? They did the exact same thing. When the West comes in, the West says, okay, we're going to come in. We're going to give you freedom now. You're going to get, vaccines. You're going to get Pepsi. You're going to get abortions. All of these things that we mandate that you get along with these big IMF loans so that now your future generations are in debt to the World Bank and IMF. And then they have your country by the testicles, right, for the next several decades. That's how the scam works. But the politicians are the ones that kind of play the point man of making the deal for the foreign governments and operatives and international entities that want a piece of the pie. And that's exactly what pay for play is. Once you understand that, then you understand this whole geopolitical chess game. It's not that sophisticated. It's just a situation where the idea is if you donate to this campaign, you'll get a chunk of the pie. You want these mines over here that, you know, produce rhodium or something. Oh, you want these mines over here that do, you know, the gold mines. Or, oh, you want access to this, natural resource in the Ukraine. Okay, we'll give that to you. You just donate, a million, 10 million, whatever, to this campaign fund. That's how it works, right? It's that simple. It's just kind of a mafia tactic, but it's using the U.S. government like a mafia. That's what the politicians are doing, right? They're just using the force of the state kind of like their own privatized mafia. And that's why they prostitute themselves out for that vote, not because they have any interest in the populations that they represent, but rather so that they can occupy this mobster office and then sort of divvy up, the spoils with their cohorts. So that's what has come out with this smoking gun. We know that the deep state, especially deep state Democrats and some of those sort of McCain-style Republicans. Remember John McCain? Remember he went over to the Ukraine? And he was seen on stage lecturing for this nationalism, right, on the Ukrainian platforms and podiums. And he's standing up there with all these, you know, so-called right-wingers, which are actually right-sector neo-Nazi groups that were all fake. They're just operatives, right? They're run by Western intelligence agencies, in my view. And so that's why it was so easy for McCain to do that, just like when McCain would go and appear with these jihadis. Do you remember he did the same stuff? He would just go, yeah, he would go to Ukraine. He's up there on stage with all these right sector people. I thought we were against neo-Nazis. I thought this was all but John McCain can go appear with them, right? Be up on stage talking about how Ukraine needs freedom, Ukraine needs this, right? And it's all for the cronies. It has nothing to do with these ideologies. So get that in your head first, that this is not an ideological battle first and foremost. Because remember, these are the same people that say nationalism needs to go away, but they're in Ukraine agitating for Ukrainian nationalism. What? You see, it's useful to the regime. This is Jay Dyer. We'll be back in just a second.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Copies of my books that go deep into Hollywood. Got two really, really in-depth books on Hollywood. Hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews. You can go to jasonalsis.com in the shop and get signed copies of my books. You can also support my work by subscribing to my website, which covers in-depth lectures on geopolitics, masterful tomes by Quigley like Tragedy and Hope. I go and read those for you. So I go and read those 1,200, 1,300 page books, and then I give you the distilled lectures. All right, so I was talking about the recent news with Biden and Ukraine and his campaign suffering this huge exposure there. We kind of knew this was going on. This is not new. It was rumored. It was talked about. And now there is, again, documentation. So big evidence, big documents coming out this last week. I want to tie this, though, into the bigger picture with what I talked about last time I was on, which was the usage of Jesuits, the usage of ecumenism, and how this relates to the big shakeup this week also at the Vatican. About a week ago, Pope Francis released his latest big encyclical, and it's about the length of a book. It's a small book called Fratelli Tutti. No, this is not about the Goonies. It's not about the Fratellis. It's about brotherhood. But what's weird about this encyclical is how brazen it is in terms of what he has planned for the future. Now, early on in the text, he cites his meeting last year with the Grand Imam. And when they got together last year, they had this special document that they signed. And this document discussed sociology, global ecumenical dialogue. And in fact, it even made these controversial statements like God desires there to be all of the different religions out there. Now, I'm not here to attack anybody's specific religion, but rather to just point out in what sense the deep state, the global elite, the bankers, etc., are using these religions as kind of a tool to gradually move people into a one world religion. And this is going to tie in directly to the Ukraine, right? Remember, Biden is a Catholic. I'm not saying that that means that he's a bad guy because he's supposedly a Catholic, but rather the Ukraine was also achieved. That operation was achieved by the aid of Jesuits. We saw last week an ex-Jesuit, right, talking about how Jesuits had gone into the Ukraine and they helped foment the ecumenical relationships that would help divide the country religiously. So remember, from the perspective of the global elite, religions are tools. You just use these like little chess pieces and move them around to divide and conquer. And so keep that in mind as we listen to what Francis, himself a famous Jesuit, writes about in his new encyclical. Now, what's mind-blowing is how brazen this new encyclical is in taking things to the next logical step in terms of this global religion. So a year ago, not just the meeting with the Grand Imam about how all the world religions are basically all valid in a sense, there was another meeting that happened that the Vatican put on called the Amazon Synod, and this dealt with indigenous peoples. It dealt with the Amazon region and how the church, the Roman church, needed to recognize and validate their conceptions of things like Pachamama. Now, if you don't know who Pachamama is, I suggest looking it up. Pachamama, believe it or not, is a human sacrifice goddess.
And people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system.
It was the UN back in December of last year said, hey, vaccines are killing people. They're untested. We need to pause vaccines. The public doesn't believe in them. The doctors don't believe in them. But they said, but we're just giving them by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation told what to do. So even the UN, the global government system itself, is just a puppet. And what they say is God.
Halting funding for the WHO during a world health crisis is as dangerous as it sounds. The world needs them now more than ever. Well, the truth is the group actually needs Gates more than ever. With the U.S. taking a pause, he'll now be their largest active donor. That's right. One out of every 10 bucks that the WHO gets is from the world's second wealthiest man.
Again, my name is Dr. Tapper, and I am no stranger to you as this is my third time here addressing the regulations and mask mandates. Imagine a virus so deadly and severe that you have to have a test done to find out whether or not you've had it. You guys are basing these numbers on positive cases and not hospitalizations or deaths. That's what you should be basing those off of. The numbers are hyperinflated by false positives and a never-ending doom and gloom from the mainstream media. If the mask mandate turns into a vaccine mandate, you will not be allowed to go back to work, earn a paycheck, renew your driver's license, or function in everyday society without proof of the vaccination. We had draconian bills sweeping the nation last year coming after our medical freedoms, and then the coronavirus came. The Trojan horse to implement this tyrannical agenda.
They say you don't need vitamin D, then you can't say as a medical doctor you need vitamin D. They say you don't need vitamin C, the FBI will SWAT team you.
It was a special setup for this raid with the FBI putting on PPE as they went inside this medical clinic with a search warrant, seeking medical records and physical evidence.
The investigation includes allegations that the clinic provided fraudulent treatments for COVID-19 and that the clinic did not observe proper protocols to protect patients and staff from the virus.
The FBI spokesperson would not say what specific treatment they were investigating, except to say it was on the clinic website, and we found this posting. We have been using intravenous vitamin C therapy to treat COVID-19 and non-hospitalized patients with great results.
We've been told our whole life that vitamin D correlates with a strong immune system.
Grossman points to studies that suggest vitamin D can reduce your chances of contracting COVID or the severity of your symptoms. He says he's tried for months to get the CDC and other experts to talk about it. Then this week, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts did. Dr. Anthony Fauci mentioned vitamin D during an Instagram Live with actress Jennifer Garner.
For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, mm-hmm. That does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection.
But now Fauci said, you just like, oh, wait, okay, we'll drop the charges. Fauci's God. So Fauci's God, Bill Gates is God, the UN's God. None of us have any rights. But now even the UN's head envoy for global COVID-19 response comes out and says, we've got to stop this. This is causing millions to die already. Hundreds of millions are going to die. And it's already going to be devastating, devastating to our economy. It's going to put millions of people out of work. It's going to bankrupt tens of millions in the Western world. But the third world, it's already a death sentence. Millions are already dead. And I want the left and the Democrats and Fauci and Gates to know, we know they're behind it. So they can be discredited and exposed for the progenitors of the Nazis. They're not sons of the Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. They're not Nazis. They're the eugenics global scientific control freak cult, but the Nazis were just a... Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars total blowout, up to 60% off free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil. So amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular. All of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible eye quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body, selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Condensed it down to something very simple, something that happened very quickly. is a real weapon. It takes its time, so you never know it hit you. That way you don't see it creeping up. Because we knew this was coming down. We knew what they were planning. And now we're sure of it. They are going to scuttle the whole country and bring it down. It's just that simple. Because where this AI is taking us is a nightmare situation. But they are going to try to execute their operation even though we're aware of it. They don't care. This is a doomsday scenario. By the way, you know what the Pentagon back in the 70s called this satellite grid hooked into the internet, tracking everything you do? They called it Skynet. And we cannot sit here and let them do it. Because this country is 2 minutes from destruction, total annihilation, and war in the streets, and everything we've built flushed down the toilet. There is red fire in the sky. To try to exterminate humanity, the technology that they have deployed and developed to replace us, we're accepting Skynet and the AI system in. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Resistance is victory. That simple initial decision to stand up and to get involved and to take action is the most important decision you can make in the fight for freedom and human dignity. Do you understand that, Soros? You think you're going to have this fight and have robots win it? No! I say to you, your technocracy is dead on arrival. We are in charge of the planet. Pathetic maggot! InfoWars has delivered because you have delivered. InfoWars is organic, pro-human resistance to the globalist takeover and to Satan's plan to kill humanity. This is real. You can see Bill Gates announcing he owns your body. You can see the globalists announcing they own your family. The good news is, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and you are that reaction. So understand, you are not supporters of the InfoWar. You're not calling in to thank me. You are the InfoWar. You are the resistance. You are the future. So now, with 25 days out from the election, spread the word about the broadcast. Buy the products and support us to stay on air in the face of the enemy. You kept us in attack formation. And pray for us. You do that trifecta. Nothing can stop you. You control your destiny. You are victory. Take action now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. A bit of a tech issue, but we're back. I was discussing the new encyclical by Pope Francis, Fratelli Tutti. That's the real name. It's not a satire name. It has nothing to do with the Goonies, but... we were talking about how the pay-for-play situation in Ukraine, it's all coming out. It's all in the mainstream now and being censored and being deleted. And it relates to the new Pope and the Catholic Church due to the fact that the CIA has used the Jesuits as an arm of their power structure ever since the time of Vatican II. I covered that with the Wim Hof book, David Wim Hof's excellent book on John Courtney Murray and how they utilized the Jesuits for a long time. And this is very evident in the Ukraine where the Jesuits sort of agitated in concert with what we're talking about in terms of overthrowing the previous regime and putting in a new amenable to Western interest regime. And this relates then to Biden. Now, how does this relate to Francis? Well, as we saw, Francis is, of course, from the Jesuit order, Pope Francis, and in his new encyclical, he's taken the previous actions, there you see in the video, Pachamama, this pagan deity that references directly to human sacrifice. In fact, If you remember in Indiana Jones, when he's putting the bag of sand onto the booby trap and grabbing the gold idol, that's actually in the narrative, a gold idol of Pachamama. So they're literally worshiping. So, I mean, Mola Ram, right? Is the Pope going to do like an ecumenical meeting with Mola Ram, right, from Temple of Doom? If you remember the you know, guy wearing the big headdress and grabbing hearts and eating them, right, Mola Ram. So what is in, yeah, there you go. There's Pachamama right there for you, Indies, grabbing that, taking it back to the Vatican to put in the Vatican basement, I presume, for who knows what. But Francis lays out a new path for ecumenism, which is really just a logical conclusion of the Amazon Synod and Pachamama and the last year's meeting with the Grand Imam, which is a global brotherhood of man around a new social gospel, right? The social gospel, which we saw a couple talks back when I was on, directly out of the Rockefeller's biography. They put all this money into creating the ecumenist movement and the social gospel. And then here, Francis says, it's time to move into a new stage of brotherhood of humanity. Get this, he even says, no borders, no walls. No, what? No borders, no wall. Excuse me. There's this gigantic wall called the Leonine Wall around the Vatican. It's a fortified ancient wall. It's like 100 feet tall. But you can't have self-defense. He even calls out self-defense in this new encyclical, right? So here we have a specific change in the traditional Christian understanding of self-defense. All denominations, you know, a century or two back would have affirmed the right of self-defense, the right of even the state to exact the death penalty, for example. But Francis goes after both in this encyclical and says, really, it's time for this idea of barbaric self-defense to go away. And it's connected, he says, to this idea of borders. Now, I don't know if you've ever looked at what they call the Pope Mobile, but Francis rides around in a golf cart that has bulletproof glass, and he's surrounded by about 30 Secret Service security detail people. I'm not talking about the Swiss Guard, the guys that wear those goofy costumes who are the traditional papal guardians. I'm talking about the security detail that he actually has. And I would venture to think it's safe to assume that those security detail are strapped, right? What would be the point of having security detail and having a big bulletproof golf cart, right? There you see a couple, but if you find other pictures, if you look up the article, there's one called the Pope's Security Detail. You'll see him with about, there you go, there's the guys, there's their security guys. Yeah, they look just like security service, Secret Service people for the president. But now, you're not, you see, allowed to have self-defense. You're not allowed to have personal security. You shouldn't even have walls, no borders, no walls. Now, what does Francis throw into this groundbreaking encyclical in a bad way? He even talks about fake news, and he doesn't mean it in a good way. He says drumming up drama, right, causing hate over so-called fake news. We know who he's talking about. This encyclical was half written against Trump. I mean, it's mind-blowing, really, right, that you've got the Pope basically writing an encyclical that has now shaken up. Yeah, look at all the security detail you're not allowed to have there. Shaken up the whole Catholic world is now divided over this really controversial, almost Marxist encyclical, really, if you look at the roots of this. And we're going to go into some of the quotes from Francis here in a second when we come back after this break. I'm Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. We're watching the Alex Jones Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, here I go. You got it.
Jay Dyer for this final hour and this final segment. We were getting into the niceties of Pope Francis's new encyclical, which has really rocked the entire Catholic world. It's making a lot of waves all over, precisely because it's controversial. And it's controversial not because of anything traditional or conservative, but rather the opposite, really taking the liberalization of that church to its next logical step. And it's not just me that has come to this conclusion or given this analysis. In fact, high-level Vatican and Roman Catholic clerics have actually come out stating that this is a huge problem. Remember, not too long ago, there was a famous letter by Vigano, right? Archbishop Vigano wrote a powerful letter to President Trump about this struggle between good and evil that's playing out now. He even mentioned secret societies, sort of intelligence networks that are intent on disrupting Western civilization, disrupting the church. And in fact, Trump retweeted this, if I recall. He retweeted the articles about this letter and how we've got a real conspiracy on our hands. Now, a couple of days ago, Vigano again made waves because, as you just saw there, he came out with this article talking about how the deep state is tied to the deep church to overthrow Trump. So here you have, again, high-level archbishops saying the very things that you hear me saying. So you know it's not something made up. It's not wild
other people are coming to notice this because it's transparent. It's all out in the open. He urges Trump to fight this deep state. And what is it that we're talking about? We're talking about the very things that you're hearing me talk about. We're talking about these networks of the Democrats, the Rhino Republicans, the McCains, right, the Bushes, the Clintons, tied into the intelligence and banking apparatus, the technocrats, right, all working together. And they push a similar agenda of globalism, one worldism, and one world religion. And we can see this in a just shocking way in this new encyclical. It is amazing. It's mind-blowing what Francis has put into this encyclical. Now, remember, this is not just some article that he wrote or he just giving his opinions. No. This is official teaching of the Catholic Church. Papal encyclicals do fall under what Catholics believe is a ordinary teaching office of the Church. So even though the encyclical might not be necessarily infallible in the Catholic view, it still has the normative authority of what they call ordinary teaching. And as Francis progresses in his argumentation, he says, I want to thank the Imam. I want to thank the other religions that I've met with. He says that the Imam paved a way for me to write this encyclical on universal brotherhood. And he says that I think something that kind of some people mistook to be a critique of the elite. No. This is not a critique of the elite. He says political life in the modern world is increasingly fragile in the face of transnational economic powers that operate within the principle of divide and conquer. Now, if you just took that phrase, it might sound like something I would say or anybody here at InfoWars. Yeah, there are powerful international economic powers that seek to divide and conquer. What interest does the Vatican have in banking? Oh, wait. Yes, a gigantic international usury-based bank called the Vatican Bank, which is known for decades and decades of scandals. In fact, there are famous books by David Yalop and others about the Vatican banking scandals that involved the P2 Lodge, the Mafia, famous people being assassinated, and perhaps even John Paul I being assassinated in regard to Vatican bank scandals. Now, the Vatican Bank is a gigantic bank. It had some of the biggest families in the world, such as the Rothschilds, being the official bankers back to the 1700s for the Vatican. So I just like with the self-defense quip that he had about we don't need self-defense, it's time to move away from borders and violence. It's hard for me to take seriously the statement that Francis is worried about, the international banking institutions. He is the head of an international banking institution known as the Vatican Bank. So this is very hard to accept given that. But as he moves on, and remember, what is communism, socialism, Marxism a great tool for? For very wealthy banking people. Now, there you see some interesting triangle symbology there that seems to hearken to mind the FBI's list of symbols that might be worth looking into. Francis says that we have grown indifferent to being wasteful, to having too much excess, right? To not sharing your food. Really? So, in other words, he begins with this guilt trip of that if you have food, if you waste food, right, you're guilty. If you have excess, if you're a nation that has profit, you should feel guilty because you have only had that profit at the expense of, say, a third world country. Now, that is a classic Marxist tactic, right, to put off, again, this guilt complex. Meanwhile, this is coming from a guy who literally lives in a palace, right? The Vatican has for centuries had various villas and palaces, right? Even for almost a century, right? In what's called the Avignon Papacy, a giant palace in France where the Pope lived in a palace in France. And yet he's here to tell us that we should feel bad because we have private property and because we have, a job where we make a profit or something like that. Well, this is just ludicrous, right? Because he says that if you disagree and if you believe in borders, why, that's racist. Really? Again, The Vatican is surrounded by a Leonine wall. I don't think that Francis is letting any migrants sleep in the floor of the, or in the catacombs of the Vatican. They probably don't want to sleep in the catacombs of the Vatican. You might get sacrificed down there. So maybe it's better to keep the migrants away from the Vatican basement. But I don't think he's letting anyone into his papal villa, right, or his vacation villa to sleep the night over because he's such a good-hearted guy. No, this is to make everybody in, particularly America, feel guilty. You see, consistently throughout the encyclical here, he talks about how if you have excess, if you have more, if you have money, if you have property, if you believe in self-defense, you want to have guns, if you want to have borders, it's because you're racist, it's because you're evil, it's because probably you like Trump. That's more or less what he intimates in this. So he doesn't mention Trump, but he talks about fake news and people inciting racism and mean politicians, right? Well, I wonder who he means, right? He says the culture of temptation to build walls, to raise walls, to erect walls in the heart, walls on your land, right? This prevents an encounter with other cultures. Oh, you see, that's the only reason that you should have open borders is just to have this fun sort of kumbaya experience with all the other cultures, right? It's that easy. It's that simple. And the only people who disagree with this are racist. But now, wait a minute. Francis just had a meeting where he okayed the Chinese selection of Chinese-approved communist bishops. Now, if you don't know, there's what's called a Chinese Catholic Church, which is a state-approved church where the Communist Party approves the bishops in China. And Pompeo actually wanted to have a meeting with Francis over this. And Francis actually dissed Pompeo and went with China and okayed the communist bishops in China. This was another big revelation this last week, kind of shocked a lot of people. Remember, we covered the Wim Hof book. We had decades and decades of the CIA working to sort of co-opt the Vatican and the Jesuits, and here they get shafted because Francis is actually way more down the globalist line than anybody else in terms of the establishment. He doesn't even want to meet with Pompeo. He goes and he says, oh, yes, nothing wrong with communist-approved Catholic bishops. Now, again, is Francis not aware of China, other Asian countries? They have pretty strict border rules. But I don't think he means that for China, does he? No. You see, this is directed only at the West, particularly at the United States. And that's why you can see very clearly that Francis is a subverter. He is a revolutionary. He is not really interested in Christianity or the teachings of Christ. It's really to play this office and this role to help subvert, right, the bastion of Western civilization that's left, the remnants, right, the last remaining principles going back to common law, Roman law, Byzantine law, Magna Carta, these kinds of things. That needs to go away to transition into the technocratic era. And all of these guys, all these people are essentially servants for that technocracy, even if they pretend like they're criticizing it or critiquing it. So I would say definitely go check out this article on Vigano and the deep state, how it's teamed up to over. And it's not so much that they care about the person of Trump. It's what Trump represents, right? It's what America represents in its good aspects, right? That's what they want to get rid of, right? Self-sufficiency, the ability to have a limitation on tyrants and government and corporations, all these things that traditional America holds to, non-interventionism, this kind of stuff is what has to go away for this technocracy to come into play, and that's why they're all part of this great reset scam. I'm J. Dyer, J.'s analysis, and this is the Alex Jones Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.